Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, William's given up all hope of having a career after this podcast. So he and Jordan may say a few things that you may find, slightly offensive. If you think you can't handle it, press your pause button now.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to talk to your parents about your sex life? No, absolutely. No, it is not. And what is the perfect alarm clock song? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we are not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Fortnum & Mason, you're more Fortnite.
I've never played it.
I don't even know what it is. I'll be honest, that was written for me.
We're back. It's the second episode of the third season. Let's have a gin and a bonnet, please, William Hansen.
Thank you very much. Let's pour some for you.
Get one in there. A gin and a bonnet is two parts de bonnet, one part gin.
It's delicious.
A lovely drink. It's one of my favourite drinks now. William Hansen introduced it to me. Oh, who should we toast to?
Well, we toasted someone that I liked last week, so I feel it should be yours.
Yeah, who can we toast to?
Why don't we toast to Burnley's new signing?
I beg your pardon?
Hello.
What?
Get me? I only know about this because you and Ben were going on about this incessantly on that group.
To Peter Crouch.
A month ago.
To Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch. He's tall, I'll tell you that.
How tall is he?
About 8 foot. I'm not even joking. I think he's about just...
Isn't he like 50?
38.
38? Is he still playing football?
Yeah, so basically we signed him off Stoke, which is Ben's team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ben's team, which is in the Championship.
And Burnley?
Struggling in the Championship.
Where's Burnley?
We're in the Premier League.
Is that above the Championship?
Yep.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're in the Prem. We play like, we're in the elite, best league in the world.
Oh, I thought you were like a regional team or something, like, you know, like conference or whatever they call it.
Well, we were, but we're doing really well. We've got the greatest manager ever. What? Sean Deutsch?
Oh, yes. I'm aware of his work.
What?
After he sat next to Her Royal Highness, the Princess Margaret, at our live show.
Oh, yeah, of course. I had a picture of him, didn't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple of things to ask you this episode, if you don't mind.
Go on.
Family WhatsApp groups. I need your advice because you are a etiquette expert, as we know.
Well, I was.
Are you in a family WhatsApp group?
No.
A lot of people listening are in family WhatsApp groups.
No, as you know, I email my mother, so that's sort of generally how I communicate with my family.
And when you're at home, you usually communicate through the servants, don't you?
Through the bellboard.
I bet you do. My family WhatsApp group is called The Familam.
It's original.
The Familam. Just a couple of things.
Oh, how you laughed when that was set up.
Yeah, I got called out recently because I said Coolio. I said to my brother, I'll meet you in Talbot, which is a pub in Burnley, before the match.
Right.
And I replied going Coolio. He's like, don't ever, ever say that again.
Well, you see, why can't you just text your brother directly? Why does your entire family need to know that?
Because it's good for like stuff like, my brother had a barber jacket recently and he was selling it. He's not worn it. And he was like, does anyone want this? That kind of thing. My dad's a bit weird. My dad's on some kind of like fitness kick regime thing. And he keeps putting body shots in.
Is that appropriate for your father to be sending?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you here. I'll show you the picture.
No, I don't really want to see that, actually. No disrespect to your father, but I only have eyes for one person, myself, in the mirror.
Not the bricklayer from Wakefield?
Obviously him as well.
Where's that picture? Do you think this is appropriate for the WhatsApp group?
Oh, that's not him, is it?
It's my dad, yeah.
That looks like his head's been superimposed.
Does it?
Are you sure he's not joking with you?
No.
Did he mean to send that to your mother?
No, my mum took it and was like, your dad wants to show you his...
Is he a bit of an exhibitionist?
He's, no.
Does he go up into the park?
He does yoga.
He does yoga?
Yeah.
Your father does yoga?
Yeah, they're very middle class now. There's a picture here. Right, I'm going to show you this. That's my brother in a sports bra.
Right, okay. What this has basically made me realise is that I am actually fairly pleased.
This is a video of my mum skiing.
Right, good day, Neil. Hey, I'm going to do it when you're ready. That's it.
She's not really doing well.
No.
So.
I'm very pleased I'm not in a WhatsApp family group. Thank you very much.
Do you not think it's a...
Don't think I'm missing anything.
Do you not think it's good etiquette to have a family WhatsApp group?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, it's fine if you want to do it. Well, I am in one, but it doesn't get used, really.
You are in one?
It's not my family.
Okay.
It's the family that I've, you know... Inadverted
comments. So WhatsApp groups are a no-go. You shouldn't swear.
No, it's not a no-go, although I wish ours sometimes was a no-go. I just don't see the point. I think there's a lot of needless chatter.
Yes, I do agree with you there. It's usually mum like, tea's ready at 6 o'clock, turkey, dinosaurs, chips and beans. If you're not in, you don't get fed, that kind of thing. So, oh, God.
Oh, it was so similar in our house.
I know, I bet, isn't it? Because your mum's in the WhatsApp group, it's hard to, because I can't swear in the group.
But she listens to this podcast.
Yeah, true.
So I think she knows that you do swear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't swear in front of your mum. I've not been dragged up.
You're talking of...
Hey, Potter! You've been brung up better than that.
Did you get your ears washed out with soap?
Not your ears, you got your mouth washed out with soap. I actually once got my mouth washed out with soap. I was actually about 7 or 8. I was going for a phase of swearing. I remember my mum washing my mouth out with soap. And before you ring social services, if you're listening in with the 90s, you could do it back then.
Right.
You could.
I never swore.
Carry on, lad. You'll get best hiding of your life.
I'll give you
a bloody good pasting. Just you wait till your father gets home.
I don't know if I can get away with saying this. I'll say it and then I'll ask my brother. My brother at school, he was 14, went on a trip. And anyway, I think James was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But the entire year were caught with a bottle of alcohol. And obviously this then was going to be reported back to the parents of the children. And apparently... My mother phoned me and said, James is more concerned about how you'll react than how we'll react. And I got told that I had to be nice to him.
Oh, that is the most William Hanson thing I've ever heard. You made that out like it was some kind of bad thing. Everyone got caught.
That trip that James went on, I went on 3 years before, the battlefields trip to Belgium and France to see the sights of World War One. Anyway, we went to the Menin Gate where all the names of all the people that died are listed at Ypres. And there's a book where you can look just to find, you know, surnames of family members to then, you know, then go to the right bit of the wall. Absolutely no Hansons. And as my friend Ashley said to me, they all had sick notes for that day.
Oh, God, really?
Because I never did sport at school.
Right.
I always had a sick note.
Did you?
I was a very sickly child. No, I can remember once the matron...
A lot of girls used to do it, didn't
Mrs.
they?
Gange Harris, the matron, was standing looking into the changing rooms to chivvy people up because they needed to get
did
their
Did you
bus.
Go to school in the 50s?
And I walked down the stairs and she was literally... I was two stairs from the bottom of the stairs and I just stood on the stairs and I jumped and deliberately fell dramatically on the floor. And I went, oh, Mrs. Gange Harris, I've fallen down all of the stairs. I can't do sport. And she believed it and I was off, off for weeks.
That's brilliant. I love PE.
Wasn't going to be bothered with all that sport nonsense.
Another quick one. So family WhatsApp groups, don't swear in them. They are trying to avoid putting a lot of gibberish in them. A quick one on hygiene, because I've not showered today.
Oh, what?
Right, no, and I'm big on this, because I was talking to my housemate about it. I think you should shower every morning. I know people that...
Well, if you think that, why have you not?
Because I was in a rush, and I had a shower late last night, because I went to the gym, so I had a shower about 10:45 last night. So I had a late shower and I woke up this morning and thought, well, look, I only showered last night. It's not good for your skin. But I want to ask you about this because some people shower the night before work. Should you shower the night before or in the morning?
In the morning?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, both if you like.
Yeah. But I know a lot, my best mate does this. He showers the night before and then gets up and goes to work.
In the summer, I will shower before bed every night.
Really?
Or during the day if I've got quite, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But at least in the morning.
See, I just, like, now I've not showered and I've come to do this and I feel unclean.
Do you not think that's disrespectful to me? Don't worry about Ben. But do you think that's not? Do you think that's disrespectful to me?
I've got deodorant. I've had a wet whitewash.
You're disgusting.
You do your pits, then you do your
no,
and then you do your don't. Like, I mean, no, you do your face.
No,
then you do your pits, right. And then you do your. Because I'm not showered, it's weird. It's had like a knock-on effect. I feel like my breath smells. You know, like when you feel like you've got.
Glad I'm sitting.
Do you
want a good distance? No, I don't want. No, no.
Does it smell?
Yes, disgusting. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know when you feel like you've got bad breath? I hate bad breath. Before we get with the church notices and crack on with the episode, anything you want to discuss this week? Anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, you were earlier when we met up and just, you know, had our weekly hello. You were.
Which I was in, by the way. See last week's episode for details. Go on.
Could you not mention it? It's not okay.
Oh.
Thank you. That's good, isn't
That's bringing yeah. us yeah. closer.
We need to take a break now.
Okay.
The
GQ.
No, don't just mention random.
Men's health. I don't know. Take a break. Oh, I get what you did.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm like, I didn't get that. I've just switched on. Okay, I ruined that. Go on. Anything.
Anyway.
Magazines.
Yeah. I noticed on your phone, your message requests. You've got quite a lot of message requests on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about this.
Well, I do. Can pass me your phone?
No, I don't like passing.
Pass me your phone and open up your message requests.
No, so basically,
Jordan.
I was saying before, we were talking about sliding into people's DMs. I get a lot of people. No, I just sound like. Sometimes I get people that slide into my.
We all get it. I had one the other day who said the sweetest thing to me, said, "You're definitely a virgin."
Is that what someone said?
Yes.
Right, I'll read you. Do you want me to?
No, I will read them. Look, do you trust me?
I don't like people
I will
on
not
my
embarrass
phone.
You.
Right. Don't read out the names.
It's bigger than I thought. Right. I had a few beers, so I'm sliding into your DMs just to say you're a ledge mate. 100% man crush in not a weird way. All the best, bro. Oh, I'm not sure I can read this one out.
Let's have a look.
Sliding into your DMs in a hope that one day you'll slide into me.
Yeah, I read that one.
99 requests.
That's like in the past few days.
Let's see if we can find another one.
Someone did say they want to fist me once, though, which is a bit, I don't know. Like, that's a bit too far. Hang on, there's this one here. You're very handsome, Jordan, and I could listen to your voice all day long. Look
it's
at
nice
the size
mother.
Of him. He'd break me in two. Look at size of him. He's built like a brick shit house. He's telling me I'm handsome. Hang on, let me show you him. Look at arms on him. Yeah.
You don't want to argue with him, do you?
Is that his girlfriend and he's telling me I'm handsome?
Oh, he could be, you know. Yeah, yeah. He could be
2019. Look at pecs on him. He's massive. All right, mate, you're handsome. What's the etiquette for sliding into someone's DMs? Should you do it or not?
I think they're nice. I mean, imagine if it all goes well, do you really want to tell your grandkids that you met by sliding into the DMs?
I think you should. I know loads of people. If you're listening now and you want to slide into people's DMs that you fancy, do it.
As long as they're single.
What have you got to lose?
Right. Anyway, that's enough of our problems. Now it's time for yours. Well, after this little break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back after the break.
You'd be terrible on. Oh, I was about to say you'd be terrible on television. You are.
I was just going to say I've been doing a bit of telly at the moment on
Babe Station.
How do you know what Babe Station is?
My favourite pig breeding channel.
I'd love to be on Babe Station. Me and a thong and a lollipop in my mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Just been a bit sick in my mouth.
Derek from Scunthorpe, you naughty, naughty boy. My name's Crystal. And you need to tell me where you want
Jordan,
this lollipop.
Jordan, keep your fantasies.
I'm getting right into it. What are we going to say to you? We're going live, baby!
We're going live again.
We are doing...
But to the power of four.
The power of four.
I've got the maths right on that.
Well, we're doing two nights in Manchester and two nights in London at the end of April. We would love for you to come to one of our live shows. Go to our website, sextedmyboss.com. The live shows are happening at the end of April. It's very exciting. We would love for you to be there. And tickets aren't that dear either. Now, you might already know this, but we need your problems, stories, confessions, dilemmas and secrets. Anything for future episodes of the podcast. There are plenty of ways for you to get in touch with us. The easiest way is to email help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. That's @sextedmyboss. At the very least, give us a follow. And if you're feeling extra luxurious, you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter-headed paper. The address for that is also on the website, sextedmyboss.com. And now, if your problem is too good for just words on a screen, we have a new method of communication, don't we?
It's the help hotline.
Let's crack on with today's episode. First question, please, William Hanson.
It's another letter.
Oh, let's have a look at it.
They haven't, I'll be honest, they haven't gone to the effort like last week of getting nice special correspondence
paper. It's from John McKay.
He's obviously still a student, because it's the sort of paper you'd have as a student to write notes on.
Have they said Dear Sirs?
Dear Sirs.
How do we feel about Dear Sirs at the start of a letter?
Well, it's fine, but they do know our names. I would only put, it's always best to write to somebody.
Yeah.
Actually, to direct it, because this could have got lost.
Okay.
But it's got to us. Knowing producer Ben, it probably has got lost.
I'm having a massive deja vu right now. This is so weird. Like, really big. I've either dreamt this or it's happened before.
We've had people write in before.
No, like this situation right now. That was weird. Okay.
Okay. Right. He lives in Northampton.
Yeah, should we just give out all of his address and full name?
Yes, it's 40...
He goes swinging on Sundays and he's a bit of a dogger during the week.
Oh, have you read it?
Yeah. Oh, is it about dogging? No. What's the etiquette for dogging?
Don't.
I can read the letter.
Dear sirs, I'm hoping that you can offer some advice. I'm a great believer and advocate of supporting local businesses. Mm-hmm. For this reason, I often find myself popping to Roger the Butcher. I fear...
What? He's shagging the butcher?
Roger the Butcher.
He's saying he's
going to... No, he's popping.
Oh, he's not Roger in the Butcher.
No.
Oh, right.
Roger is the name of the butcher. I fear that with the chaos
have,
of...
Two ham shanks and a bun, please. Come on.
Nice bit of rump. I fear that with the chaos of Brexit, Roger will want to put his meat up. If this happens, should I stand firm on my principles, or should I think about the impact on my pocket and ask a friend to take me up the Asda instead?
This is brilliant.
Kind regards, John. FYI, John. I mean, marvellous letter.
Yeah.
But if you start it with Dear Sirs or Dear Madam, where you don't put a specific name, you end with Yours Faithfully. FYI.
Get us another... Here, pass us the Debonair. I'll pour us another... Hang on, let me down this. Oh, that puts hairs on your chest. Great question. I'm all up for supporting local businesses.
What's your favourite local business, then?
Tesco's. Spa.
My favourite local business. Sainsbury's Local.
Isn't that that escort called Harry? Right, let's start again on this. Thanks to the G&D. I'm all up for supporting local businesses. I think most people are, but in theory, it can be quite hard. Sometimes it's usually more expensive. So what should he do? Maybe say to the butcher, I will support you, but I have noticed your prices have gone up. And if they
he's saying he's worried that they might go up.
What are you saying? I'm saying support him. Still support your local business.
Well, hopefully, if John is known by Roger the Butcher to be a regular customer, hopefully he might get a slight discount. So yes, whilst general prices for new customers might rise, hopefully Roger might have a special offer on his meat.
Great letter.
This is from Marta. Hello. I've got a very serious flatmate problem.
Oh.
How do I start a conversation with my flatmate and ask her not to touch my personal kitchen or bathroom stuff? And how to politely tell her to not walk around in thongs? Such a sight at breakfast time. Startled emoji.
We've done an episode on flatmates in series 2. I think a good way to tell your flatmate something is via text.
No.
Because you can get your...
What a cowardly way out.
You can get your point across and it's not as confrontational to someone that hates confrontation. Just be like, hiya, so can you stop walking around in your thong when I'm having your breakfast? Or just notice this morning you're walking around in your thong when you're having your breakfast. A bit off-putting, quite embarrassing. Last thing I want to see is your fanny when I'm eating my cornflakes. So that sort of thing.
No.
No?
I think you do it in person. I think you say to Sue, if that's your housemate, you say... Sue, is there anything that I do that perhaps annoys you, that you would like me to stop doing?
Mm-hmm.
You give her an opportunity to rip into you, and then you say, okay, thank you, I will take that on board. Whilst we're having this dialogue, would you mind being fully clothed at all times in the communal areas of the house? Thank you.
But you spent just sending me a PS, stop using my dildo. I'd text them.
No.
Well, is it okay to share dildos?
No!
You don't share dildos, do you?
I don't know. I have never even touched one.
What if you use it and then wipe it down with a wet wipe afterwards? Is that okay?
Jordan.
imagine, like, you know when you get in? You know when you get in from work and your flatmate says, I've used a bit of your butter? And I'm like, yes, I've used a bit of your milk. Like, by the way, I use your dildo. But I've wiped it down.
Can I ask why you have one?
No, I don't. I'm just... Oh, sorry. The battery for the remote went, so I used... Took the battery out of your vibrator.
Right.
I don't have a dildo, by the way, if anyone's listening.
Jordan, it's fine.
But if you do want to send one in, the address is on the website, help@sextomyboss.com.
Extra large, please. Next question. Hi. I started listening to the podcast last week and binged the first 1.5 seasons.
Good.
After all of that listening, I decided to try gin and Debonair. Having never heard of Debonair before, I asked my local liquor store owner to find it for me.
Liquor?
Only to come home and realise he had given me Debonair Blanc. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Going to try it anyway with my fingers crossed. Would the Queen Mother and William be appalled? In this case, should one adjust portions?
What about Jordan?
And that's from Christina, a G&Diva Blanc, apparently. So this Debonair here
yeah.
is technically what was originally marketed as Debonair Rouge.
Rouge.
Okay, and it's sort of red in colour, as you know, the classic Debonair bottle. But they also used to, and it's very rare now, have Debonair Blanc, which is like a white wine version of Debonair. I have never tried it.
You've got the wrong Debonair. It's like it's red looking. It's a bit rosé looking.
I think it's probably still 2-in-1. Whether it will taste nice, I don't know. But try it. Christina, write in with your, you know, own it. Why don't you send a voice note into the help hotline? Mm. Send some photos. Mm-hmm. It's producer Ben's phone. So,
is it actually your phone?
If there are any people listening
are
that
you giving
find
your number out?
If there are any people that find producer Ben attractive?
Any producer Ben, does your girlfriend know you're giving your number out?
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence there. Have we got another question?
Yes. Hello, this is from Stephen.
Is this an email or a letter?
It's an email.
Okay.
Hello. We have 3 lovely cats. Unfortunately, they have a habit of jumping over the wall into our next-door neighbour's garden and, we assume, defecating in their flower beds and vegetable patches. The neighbours have never mentioned this to us. We don't talk much because we never really got along. But it's obviously something they're not happy about. They have tried a variety of tactics... I'll start again.
Are you pissed?
It's the last letter.
We always struggle towards the end, don't we?
I didn't have much breakfast.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Just to loosen up. Loosen your lips up.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, which of the pickled peckers did Peter Piper pick?
Peckers.
I say pickled pecker then.
Have you ever had a pecker on your lips?
Have you ever had a pickle pecker?
No.
That's a weak.
I've had a pickled pear.
Have you not had a pickled pepper?
No.
It's where basically where you've... Oh, producer Ben just said a pickle pecker is where you've not washed your penis all weekend. It's that and just like having a weekend of sex. And...
Can I read the rest of the letter?
If you ever go to Glastonbury on a Tuesday when you get back and get that first shower, you've got a pickle pecker. Producer Ben's nodding. It's a pickle pecker.
They have tried a variety of tactics, such as scaring the cats away and the rather bizarre method of placing a row of rotten apples along the top of the wall. The cats just jumped up anyway and knocked them off. We now believe they are planning to build a tall fence to stop the feline intrusions. It's awkward that they feel they need to spend the money, time and effort on this, especially when I doubt that a fence will keep them out. Obviously, we would rather the cats didn't go next door either, because it's just adding tension to an already fraught relationship with our neighbours. But cats are notoriously stubborn and difficult to train. They pretty much do what they want. How would you suggest handling this situation before it gets out of hand? Many thanks, Stephen, with a PH.
Right.
Well, you could always have the cats put down. Or, alternatively, the neighbours. Whichever works for you.
No, seriously, how would you help him?
Or you could move.
Do you know what, Stephen?
They could be indoor cats.
Do you know what? You're gonna have to go round and offer him an olive branch and just be like, look, I've noticed this. I know we haven't got on in the past. I'm being sensible here, but...
Gosh, remember the day.
I will try and keep the cats out of the garden. You could have just knocked and said, I know it's annoying, and we'll try. If there's any problems, let us know and then we can resolve this together.
Yeah, and just say we're trying to train the cats. As you know, cats are difficult to train. Here's a bottle of Debonair, which has a cat on it. Yeah. Ha-ha. I hope you allow this cat into your house. In future, if there are any issues, just pick up the phone. We are trying our best.
What have we learned from today's episode, William?
We've learned that there is such a thing as Debonair Blanc.
Debonair Blanc. Hello. Hello, my beautiful. My name is Debonair Blanc. I would like to take you out for a nice meal. And I will wine and dine you. I'm laughing because that is how the French laugh.
And
my name is Debonair Blanc. The name's Blanc. I'm pissed. Debonair Blanc.
And we've learned that Brexit is going to do awful things to butcher's meat.
Yeah. We need to stop getting drunk. I weren't as crude in this episode.
No, but marginally.
We need to stop. I can't get this pissed. Like, when we finish now, it's what? Just after 12. At time of recording, I've got a full day of freelance stuff.
Freelance stuff. You're going home to sit in your boxes.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.